Morning, Booker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Ches. Nazir Daf Ches, last daf in the first parak. We left off right at the top of the page, the Mishnah, top of Ches Amud Aleph. Select the Mishnah. Harini, we actually quoted much of this Mishnah in yesterday's daf, and we will refer back to much of, points that we touched on already yesterday. Harini Nazir Kisar Reishi Ka'afa Aretz Ukolayam. If a person declares he's a Nazir, like the hair on his head, like the sand of dust of the earth, or like the sand of the sea, the lachas areza nazir elam. This fellow has a din of nazir elam. What does nazir elam mean over here? So the first one explained, this is not to be confused, the way the Rush explains, this is not to be confused with the nazir elam that we had in the past, Avshalom, who was a nazir elam, where he's nazir forever and every 12 months, according to Rebbe, according to the Rav Noray, every 30 days, according to, I think it was Rebbe, if he's once a week, he could cut as he make a batar, but it's constant zeros forever. It's not that's not the Nazir Elam of earlier. This means, in our Mishnah, he's going to be Nazir Elam consecutive Naziris periods forever. We understand him to be saying he should be a Nazir. Each hair on his head represents another Naziris. So, again, an average person who's not bald, a person with a full head of hair, the amount of hairs on his head is almost, it's not countable. Every single hair represents another Naziris. He's going to be a Nazir, 30-day Naziris, successively for the rest of his life. Similarly, sand of the sea, dust of the earth, these are amounts that one can't even count. What he means to say is, every particle of sand represents another Naziris. That's how we're teaching it, which is a chumra take away, because each particle is 30-day Naziris, and he's taking on consecutive 30-day Naziris, one after the next. That is how the Tanakhama understands. Rabbi Argy says no. I raise the Nazir Elam, umagalech achas shalosh b'yayim, and he cuts his hair once every 30 days. But he's cutting his hair once every 30 days, again, not because you hold Nazir Elam cuts every 30 days, that's the set machlekes, if it's 30 days, a year, 7 days, no. This is not the class of Nazir Elam, this is a Nazir, continuous, consecutive Naziris, one after the next, each one being 30 days. Rabbi Aymer, Rabbi says, ein zemagalech achas shalosh b'yayim. Rabbi Argy says, no. We don't view it as if it's consecutive, separate Naziris, and he cuts the hair every 30 days. No, you look at it as one long Naziris forever. The amount of days that are in the sand, dust of the earth, or the particles of sand by the sea, or the hairs on his head, which is taka, still going to take you forever, but it's one long Naziris. According to Rebbe, there's no such thing as shaving every 30 days. And again, it may not even have the kula of Nazir Elam, of shaving, even of cutting the hair even once a year, because it's one long Naziris based on that amount of dust or sand or hair. Okay. According to Rebbe, will be a case where one cuts his hair every 30 days. Ha'imer, harei le'nazirais, kisar reishi. Plural the word naziris. So Rebbe's issue was that the first lashon of the Mishnah was harei nazir, singular. So nazir doesn't mean, even if he says, like the hair on my head, like the dust of the earth, we don't assume it means separate consecutive naziris, because he only said the word nazir, singular. But if he says nazirais, then taki, he says like Tanagama, ha'imer, harei le'nazirais, kisar reishi. Then Rebbe would agree it's consecutive, separate sets of Naziris, one following the next. The Rush, after he elaborates that this is not to be confused with Nazir Elam, this is a separate din of consecutive Naziris that go one after the next. The Rush debates, could the person decide to delay, every 30 days he could cut his hair, and he could bring Kabbarnas, he's finishing his Naziris, and he's now subject to another Naziris. Is he obligated to do that process of exiting Naziris A, number one, and then going into Naziris number two, and then exiting number two, going to three, every 30 days, is his obligation? Or no, he can wait. Obviously, he's going to ultimately have to bring Kabbarnas for each Naziris, every separate Naziris, every 30 days is separate Naziris. He will owe the Kabbarnas, and if he waits longer than 3 Yom Tevim or a year, whatever it is, he'll be Chayav Bal Tachar. We don't mean that. We don't mean waiting that long. But is there an inyan to quickly go from Naziris 1 to Naziris 2, or he can wait to exit any particular Naziris? As I declared, the Rush says that the Das is Naita. He has an obligation to go from Naziris to Naziris. He can't wait. He can't say, okay, I'm ready now, Nazir. Well, I'm going to go. I don't need a haircut. 30 days. I have to cut my hair. And I'm not speaking about this. I'll wait another week or two and then I'll do it. No. The Das is Naita that he should not be delaying the start from one Naziris to the next. Now, this is all in the Rush. The Mefarsh learns that when our Mishnah says Nazir Elam, it means more of a classic Nazir Elam. And I guess the Mishnah is going with the Tzad, that Nazir Elam could cut his hair every 30 days, but it's more of a classic Nazir Elam. Again, we're going to learn like the Rush. I just want to point out, the Mefarsh doesn't necessarily go that way. We'll learn like the Rush that it's consecutive, separate Naziris, one after the next. That seems to be clear. That's the Machlokes, the Tanakhama, and Rebbe. The Mefarsh seems to be learning that Nazir Elam means more literal. Now, there's an interesting Rambam, two interesting points for Rambam. One that we probably should have quoted before, but the first one is more of a lamedish question from the Michas Chinuch. The Rambam says that the giluach, the cutting of the hair at the end of Naziris, is not an absolute, it's not makif. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that part of the process of a nazir coming out of his zeris is to shave his head. But really, what exits him from his status in the zeris is he brings the kabbarnas. He brings the halacha. Actually, we're going to speak out later. Is even one of the kabbarnas enough? Whether it's the you don't have to have the chatas not nasamakev. Even if you have just the ayla and the shalman nazir, that's enough to take him out of status in the zeris. It's supposed to also be the chadis, of course, and then you do geluach, but the geluach is not ma'akev. The geluach is not ma'akev, that's Rabbi Bashita. Ask the Mechaschinach a bomb question. If you hold that geluach is not ma'akev, let's go like the way we're learning in our Mishnah. We're saying that's consecutive years, one after the next. And every 30 days, he brings kabbarnas and cuts his hair. How can he shave his hair? If it's not ma'akev, the second he brings his kabbarnas, what kicks in? The new Naziris. If the new Naziris kicks in, he can't shave, he can't cut his hair. According to Rambam, what does it mean? Harezu, the most lush of the Mishnah, how is he cutting his hair every 30 days? There should be a technical issue that he brought his Kabbarnas, the Giluch Samakiv, he's now out of Naziris A and right into Naziris B. He's right into Naziris number 2. He shouldn't be able to cut his hair now. Baham Kasha from the Mechaschinach on Shitas Rambam, Blaib Shver. Now, Agav, Shitas Rambam in general, this is a side point, when we talk about being Mekel Batar, getting back to a Nazir Eilam. Avshalom, a classic Nazir Eilam, real Nazir Eilam, Avshalom, we say it's like we make a batar. What does that mean? So we've always been explaining it. Make a batar just means not a regular a full fresh haircut. You lighten, it's this fadus of a lot of hair, and you lighten the burden of the hair in a, you know, not that that's the usual manner, instead of a scissors, use a razor, but you lighten the burden of the hair. Rama has all different models. Rama says, you're allowed to do a full fresh haircut. You're allowed to do a full-fledged regular haircut, you're allowed to take off all the hair. That's what makeup attire means. Lasha makeup attire sounds a little like you're just lightening it. Okay, makeup attire means you're allowed to do a full-fledged haircut. Says the Briska Rav, Rambam is Lashitasai. Rambam is Lashitasai. You know why? Because Rambam has another Mechidash Tegashita. What's Rambam Mechidash Tegashita? A Nazir, we assume, a Nazir cannot cut his hair at all. He can't even tie him at all. He can't eat from grapes or the grape seeds or grape peels or wine at all. And he can't cut his hair at all. That's what we understand. Rambam holds that the Torah says the Isra is tar le'yav basari. He should have put a razor on his basar, which means you're not supposed to shave down with a razor. That you can't do. But cutting hair, not with a razor, would be fine. That's Rambam Shita. Says B'skruf, so Rambam does say, if a Nazir is able to cut his hair anyway, without a tar, so what are you telling me? Psakula by Nazir Eilam, that he's able to lighten the load a little bit of cut. Every Nazir can cut. Nazir also can cut here. The whole issue was using a tar. Obviously, when you're saying Nazir Eilam once every either week, 30 days, a year, let's just go with the sheet of year, like Revi, once a year, he can make a tar. Make a tar must mean using a razor. The razor is throwing the usher on a regular Nazir, because cutting a little bit of hair is fine. So razor to cut it down, to totally remove it, that's usher for a nazir, that's Ramashid, that's the usher. So once a year, the nazir can make a batar, which means he can take off all his hair with the razor, he can take off all the hair off his body, not just kind of a haircut, take off a full-fledged, to full-fledged cleanse, and get rid of all the hair, even as a nazir elam. So again, Biskov says it's beautiful, Ramash Tassai, that just like all regular nazir can cut the hair a little bit, and nazir elam cut the hair fully remove the hair, that's Ramash Tassai. Okay.
Just to answer the Milchus Chinuch's question, we had a Mishnah that says two Naziris in a row, the 30th day could be either Lakan or Lakan. You see, you don't have such a problem.
Am I having?
That you don't have a problem that, well, the minute you finish...
Hagufa, the Kasha Kod to Rabbim, you should. Same Kasha there too. Ad Rabbim, you're right. Same okay. Kasha there too. You're just bringing another case where the Kasha would apply. You're not saying an answer to the Kasha. The Kasha is, again, why would you be able to cut in between? Right? It's not just another place where you'd have the question of the Chinuch. Very good. Okay. So like the Mishnah Vayter. Hareini Nazir, Mali Bayis, and Mali Kupa. If a fellow says, I'm a Nazir, like a house full or a box full, so what does that mean? Baiter, so we check him. If Imam Murphy says, Achas Gelel Nazarti, if he says, I made one large Naziris, I was just describing large Naziris, Nazir Shleishim Yom, we say he's a Nazir for Shleishim Yom, he's another for 30 days. And basically what he means to say is, it's a difficult Naziris Amai, Ami, like a box full of Chardol, or we'll get to actually what he's referring to the box, but it's a difficult Naziris for me, that's what he means to say, but it's regular 30 days. If his own interpretation is Achas Gelel Nazarti. But in Vim Amar, Stam Nazarti, what if he says, my Naziris was Stam, I didn't have in mind anything specific, whatever you interpret it to mean, however the Chacham understands it, that's what I meant. So now it's open to interpretation. A box full of what? Says the Mishnah, seemingly a huge chumrah, Royan esakupa kilu mi malichardel. We look at the box as if it's filled with mustard seeds, tiny little mustard seeds, a box full of them, the nazar kiyamav, and he's a nazar all of his days. The way we understand the Mishnah, to be pretty clear, the Mar, the first one explained the Mishnah, what he means to be saying, what we understand him to be saying is, his naziris is the amount of mustard seeds that fit in this box, which is huge amount, obviously, and each mustard seed represents, like the first part of the Mishnah, like another hair, like another grain of sand, it represents a separate nazir of 30 days. So it's consecutive nazir's terms till the amount of mustard seeds in the box, which would take him to the rest of his life. Says the Gemara is going to address that. Why do we take that view? You know, in a box, you could also have a box full of watermelons. Watermelons are much bigger. You have 20, it might happen to the boxes, a box full of, you know, a box full of cantaloupes, right? And if you have, let's say, 50 cantaloupes in the box, so maybe you just meant to make a nazirus pledge of 50 days. It could be, why are you saying each one represents, we're doing two chumras, we're saying each kernel represents a separate nazirus, and we're doing mustard kernels which are tiny. Why go there? Go the other way, go to the opposite extreme, say each one represents a day, and the larger items, the Gemara is going to essentially ask the question. Let's spell it out. First, the Gemara is going to ask that question very clearly right when we start. Right beside the Gemara. Okay. Says the Mishnah again. Run is kubikil mechardel. The nazar come up and he's a nazar all of his days. Hareini nazar mikan ad makaplan. This is a chazar again from yesterday. He says, I'm a nazar. The distance it takes to get from here to such and such place. We say, we estimate how many days, how much time it takes to get from here to that place. And the halacha is as follows. If the estimation of how long it takes is less than 30 days, we know in his pachas b'shleishim, and therefore he's going to be a nazir for a minimum of nazir, b'shleishim is nazir for 30 days. If it takes more than 30 days, then nazir can be nayamim. He's not like the amount of days it takes to get there. If you remember, we spoke out yesterday, the case was he already was on the road, he was on the way. We don't say it just means a nazir, the more asked. Let's say he means a nazir of 30 days, and he's saying it's hard on me, like the distance it gets to get to that place. But that doesn't mean 130 days. Like we say, I'd say Fa'ilam means that. It's the more answer because it's talking about he's actually traveling already. Tyson's elaborating. He's traveling. He went to the protection for his travels. He's traveling could represent Sakana. He went to the protection for his travels. Okay, so over there we say it means literally the distance of the travel. We did point that for a bit of Paris. It's over quickly. If he's traveling and he wants the protection for his travels, why are we estimating how long it takes and saying the Zeros is, if it's a 45-day trip, and the Zeros takes 45 days, why don't we say he's a Nazir till he gets to that place? If he's actually traveling and he wants the protection, wouldn't it make sense to say he's a Nazir till we get to that place? Mom, Gasha, Rabbeinu Peretz. Answers Rabbeinu Peretz. Yeah, had he said, I'm a Nazir till I get to that place, then we say that's what he means. He didn't say that. He said, I'm a Nazir, like the distance from here to that place. Why did he make it in more of a general term? Because he was accepting his himself, the normal standard distance that takes to get to that place. If he happens to get Fisa's there and get there earlier, or if he happens to be schlep and take it the longer, he still wanted the standard amount of time, because Varaya, as Lashon was, like the distance, not until I get there. Okay, but that's the bottom line, that if it's less than 30 days, the distance from here to that place, he's got to be a Nazar for 30 days. If it's more than 30 days, he's a Nazar for the amount of time that it takes the normal person to go. Harein Nazar Kaminyan Meschama. What if Phil says, I'm a Nazar like the Kaminyan, keyword is six-second word Kaminyan. If we were to say, I'm a Nazar Kimeschama, Yimeschama is 365 days of the year, you say, it's essentially saying, I'm a Nazar like 365 days. But he says, Kaminyan Meschama, what's the lacha? Mainan Naziris Kaminyan Meschama. Again, you count a separate Naziris for every day of the year. So basically, 365 days in the solar year, Meschama, he has 365 consecutive terms of Naziris. If you do the math, actually pretty simple, because 360 is divisible by 12 months. 12 months a year, that'll be 30 years, right? 30 years times 12 months is 360 months. 365 months is 30 years and 5 months, and that's how many Naziris has to keep. Basically, he has to keep separate 365 30-day terms. 365 30-day terms, that's his length of his Naziris. Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says, Maisaya Kivan Shishlam Beis. It was talking about a story where Phil Beis your pledge and he kept 365 were consecutive zeros, and then he died right afterwards. The first point out, Taisa says it, that Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to argue, he's coming to agree. He's coming to say, Taka, that's how we interpret it to mean separate 365 consecutive zeros, and someone, Taka, kept it, and died at the end. I mean, it was a long time, it was 30 years plus, and afterwards he passed away right as he finished his zeros term. Okay. Says the Gemara. Royan as a kupa kilometer chardol. You look at the kupa as a box, as if it's a box full of mustard seed. The nazar came, and he's a nazar all of his days. That's how he teaches the Mishnah. I'm not sure if I may have skipped those words in the Mishnah. He's a nazar the rest of his days. It's consecutive nazirus terms, as like the amount of mustard seeds, which is going forever. So he's a nazar the rest of his life. Ask the Markasha. Vamai. We point to this kasha in the Mishnah already. The lech sekilo mleya kishuin vidluyin. Why don't we look at it as if the box was filled with melons, gourds, which much less fit in a box? Tavatakanta and avtakana. And what does it mean? The first explain. You know what tavatakanta means? Tavatakanta means tavatakanta, that the amount, once you have a much lower number, we say, because it really goes hand in hand. When you have mustard seeds, which you almost can't count, a box full of mustard seeds, you can't count the seeds. So we say, something you can't count, you know what he means? He means consecutive and zeros, one after the next, like the amount of these mustard seeds, which means infinite, forever. Once you have a number that's more countable, let's just go with number 50, it's an easier number. Once you have a countable amount of melons, of gourds, we say, you know what he means? I'm a nazir for 50, not 50 naziris, separate naziris, 50 days. One naziris, 50 days. You might just call me katsa katsa. Consecutive naziris forever, or one naziris of the amount of melons that are in this box. Why don't we take that more lenient approach? Jump into Taisvis. V'lechzi kilo mihim leh kshuyin, v'luyin, v'tavli takanta, sep Taisvis. We said the mission, we look as if it's full of mustard seeds. Now we're asking the mission. Vuadin the mustard mifrut says, we're asking that you should look at it as if it's gourds and melons. As Taisvis, so Taisvis just points out, you could have been asking even stronger. Vuadin the mustard mifrut lifts the command of the mali batzik. What if you have one big dough? How many doughs are in there? The all connects. It's one. One big dough. So make it one naziris, period. One naziris. Flaniskav is naziris echad. He had in mind only one naziris for Nikolov, and you can make them. So the worst question essentially is that as well. It's built in the worst question is same idea. Why don't we take a much more lenient approach and look at something much larger, smaller, a small amount of naziris? Uktaz kashbeh seisfis. Hech Nikolov is hafik. Lemaisa, we're talking about naziris. Naziris is dindaraisa. First, makes one noise in the raisa. First, asking, we should go lakula. Don't say chardel seed. Say melons, or Taisa saying even, or say butzik. Why? Why would you go lakula? We know something to raisa go lachumra. Pick your side. Yeshlem, we spoke and said in the past already. Yeshlemar, according to Tzai, from the Taisa quotes from the Mishnah and Tyrus, the Hasam Tam Sach Tyrus, Perak Dalam, Mishnah Zayin, Suffolk Naziris, Lahakel. By Suffolk Naziris, we go lakula. We just quoted this yesterday. Suffolk Naziris, we go lakula. That's what would tell us to take the more lenient approach. Yes, Taisa Tavis Kash from Tamar. Hello, Gabi, Mekamah Sef Elam. Just yesterday, we had one person next to Nedder, and he said, I'm a Nazir from here, till the end of the world. Then we're asked, the Mishnah says, so he says he's a Nazir for 30 days only. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Mishnah asks, why? He should be a Nazir much longer. From here to the end of the world, doesn't it connote much longer? What do you mean? If it's undetermined, it's not a clear amount of time, and we stop Nazir goes to Hakka, like we just quoted from the Mishnah Taras, why would the Mishnah even ask to go to Chumrah? Why wouldn't we go to Kula? So it says over there, there was no other Svar to Kula. The Mishnah understood that there is the only, any direction you go, any time you give it, would sound seems to be the chumrah. The Mishnah ultimately answers, no, it means it's hard on me, like to let the world. But the Mishnah first didn't have a more lenient alternative. So that's Taisvis. Yishleimer hasam liyada shum tzad the matzah the memer lekula. But then we didn't have any tzad that we were able to say lekula, and that's why we took the chumrah. The Gemara assumed that we should have gone the chumrah. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Fine. So Gemara's akasha. Why are we saying that? It's like a chardel, and it's consecutive zeros. The box represents consecutive zeros forever to the rest of his life. Why don't we say it's like larger melons or gourds that could be one zeros of, again, the random number we're picking is 50 gourds inside the box, 50 day zeros, says Gemara. You're right. Our Mishnah's din is tully in a machlekes. What's that machlekes? Reb Shimon, tully machlekes, as she did Reb Shimon, the Amar Adam Machnas Atzme Ludover, Shesfeke Chamer Mvadei. A person would put himself in a matzev where the suffix is actually more chamer than the Vadei. Let's see the Gemara's case, and we'll take it back to our Mishnah. Itanya. What's the case? Again, also Naziris, but what's the case? The Brisa. Harini Nazar. If a fellow says, I'm a Nazar, I'm not Shehe, bequeathed at Meakor. Guys, I'm a Nazar. On the Kisha in this tree, there is 100 kor, a kor is like 30. So in this tree, there is 100 kor. V'halucho matzah, shenigdav ha-shavad. They went to account on how many kor are there, and they found that the kor was stolen. It was missing. So now the guy's got a problem. He's got a big issue. Why? He doesn't know if there's 100, he's a nazir. If there's not 100, he's not a nazir. He can't be a nazir l'chumra, because there's no way out. He's going to be karbonis. He can't be, we'll get that in a second, but he can't exit if it's only misafik. So what's the halacha? So there's two ways to approach it. You could say he's a nazir misafik with no exit, and he's stuck. Or you could say, there's no way he had intent to put himself into a suffix. The suffix is worse than a vaday. Vaday keeps his ears 30 days, and he's out. Suffix, he can't even get out. So there's no way he'd want to put himself into the matzah of suffix. And therefore, when he said, I'm a nazir, if there's 100 kor here, he meant only if there's 100 kor, and we count, and we see it. If we can't count 100 kor, if for some reason it's undetermined how much is here, I never meant to pledge nazirus, that it would be the other side. So it's a machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, says the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, suffix, nazirus lachmer. Rabbi Shimon says, that's Rabbi Shimon Eiser. Shesaf Nazir is Achmer. Rishimon says Asr because Shesaf Nazir is Lechumra, and therefore he's going to be a Nazir without even an exit strategy. And it comes out that it's being Mochumr, the Safak from the Vada, because I've been a Vada, he'd be able to do Nazirs and get out. Now he can't get out. We don't have Matir, Shesaf Nazir is Lachim. We don't have Matir because, no, we say Safak Nazir is Lachim. On the contrary, you don't see a person who puts himself the Matzah of Safak Nazir and be there stuck forever. If he doesn't have a clear Nazir, it's nothing. He wants either clear or nothing, therefore this would be nothing. Okay, that's the Machlokes is there. Now, what's this idea, before we go further, what's this idea of Safek Nazir is having no exit? Why have no exit? So the Ran in the Dharma already addressed the question, and he asks, what's the process of a Nazir to get out of his ears? He has to bring the Karbonis and cut his ear, right? That does the Glachas. He brings the Karbonis and cuts his ear. If you learn, remember, Sefer Rambam, because they cut in the ear, is I Makif, let's assume maybe it is Makif, fine. But Ayla, he could bring Ayla and make Sim Manvshach. If he's not a Nazir, he's not a cut his ear, right? Now, I think there's certain shavings that he does as an end of a Nazir process that normally we don't shave. Certain parts of the head, certain parts of the body, you don't shave. I think he cut off all the hair of the body. Certain parts you're not supposed to cut off, only a Nazir does. So it could be an issue as well. But let's leave it aside, even without that. The first Rebbe being over here, we'll get back to the Ran in a second, why being the Ran, but the first Rebbe being over here, the Eitzah, the exit strategy of a Nazir is, he brings a Ayla, a Shlami Nazir, and a Chatas. So the oil and the Shlami we could bring and say, Manavsha, if I'm a Nazir, this is my carbon oil, my carbon Shlami. If I'm not, it's oil Sadava, Shlami Nazir. Those are both pledgeable carbonates. You can bring those. But the Chatas, we have a problem. You can't pledge a Chatas. Since you can't pledge a Chatas, he's going to be stuck. That is the first basic malchav here. Ask the Ran, I believe it's Safi Tess, in the Durham, ask the Ran that, I don't understand, even if you hold that you have to make carbon in order to do Giluach, and Giluach is Ma'akiv, if you do Giluach on any one particular carbon, that's sufficient. If you bring an Ayla and do Giluach, that's fine. So why are you saying this guy has no Eitzah? Let him bring an Ayla. Make the Tanai, either it's Ayla's Nazir or Ayla's Nadava. Let him bring the Shalmim. Make the Tanai, either Shalmim, Nazir or Nadava. If I'm a Nazir, it's my Nazir carbon. If I'm not, it's a Nadava. And on the side, he's a Nazir. He can have to do Giluach even without the Chatas. So you're right, you can't be Chatas Masafik. Don't bring it. You can do Giluach without it. Lamaisi, he's exited the status of Nazirs. Why is that not an option? As I affect the Ran and Darm, answers the Ran that's only a Dimpi Yevid. If you do Giluach on one of the Karbanas, you have to put the Chatchila to go and exit knowingly that you can't bring the Chatas that you can't do. That is the Ran's answer over there in Darm. Okay, but getting back to our Sugya. So what Chizkiah is suggesting is that just like a Shimon over there holds, a person puts himself in the matzah of Safik, and he'll accept keep the Nazir Safik, even though Safik is Mocham in the Vadai. He'll be in that Isser. So too, Chizkiah is explaining our Mishnah the same way. Our Mishnah is talking Mesupik when he says the box. I mean, it's like this Koopa, and the Koopa could taka be 50 in our example, 50 different gourd squash, which would be 50 days of Nazirs, or it could be Chardo, which is one after the next, and we're not clear it means the taka could be one or the other. We're not saying for sure it means one or the other. It could be one or the other. We're not sure what it means. Person puts himself to a suffix, and he's taka to be have to take the Chamer Tzad, the both Chamer possibility of both sides of the suffix, and keep both Nazirs. That's what saying the author of Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. That is Chizki's answer. Rabbi Yechamer, no, you have to say that. If you tell Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda over there says that by the case of 100 kor, if there's 100 kor here, I'm a Nazir, and then you go find the missing, you're not going to be a Nazir because the person won't put himself into the Matzah of Safik. That's really Shita. He could agree to our Mishnah's din. Why? Because it's a fundamental difference. Over there was a Safik if he became a Nazir B'chlal. In our mission, the guy clearly says, I am a Nazir like this box. We don't know what type of Nazir he's making. Is it 50 days? Because the big items like the squash and the gourd. Is it consecutive Naziris? One after the other forever, like the Chardol? That we don't know. But it's for sure a Naziris. How could you compare? Maybe Rebbe Yehuda agrees in our Mishnah that would be a problem because he for sure pledged Naziris. Let's see inside. Afidem Rebbe Yehuda, Hasmanachas, the Naziris. Over there, by the case of the Baisa, it was tonight whether it's a Naziris. It was telling him whether or not there's 100 kor. It was never clear if it's 100 kor. He may not have been a Nazir in the first place. So if then we say he doesn't want to put himself into a Safik, he certainly didn't mean a Nazir specific. Whereas Hacha, Nachas, and Nazir, over here, he 100% made himself a Nazir. That's not a question. The question is what type of Nazir is he? What the length is? No. But my Lashluk and Minei, well, how are we going to remove him from it? Meaning the Mar is saying, even if you do agree, okay, to Reb Shimon, that we don't know how to extract him from the status of Nazir, and maybe Mesafik also. The guy clearly put himself into a Matzav, which is a unclear type in his ears, but he pledges his ears, and therefore maybe Yehuda would agree, even though it's a kind of a Safik Matzav, he is a Nazir. The Mar now just says, why? The Mar is asking Anu Birkan's answer. Am I lying? What do you mean? Why is there no Eitzah? If Yehuda says a person is like to put himself in a situation of doubt, then we should be able to interpret our mission in a way that minimizes the doubt. Am I lying? Let's say Lakupa Kilomaliakushubidu, the Mar really reiterates the same point as before. Let's take the linear approach. Let's view it as if it was full of gourd and melons. Vitavli Takanta Nias Takana. Hasagana Naziris, Hudakabalai. Because your whole issue is they accept one of the Zeris. No. So why don't you just say he accepted by himself? The more lenient approach to Naziris. The fact that we're assuming that perhaps he accepted Naziris after Naziris Lailam with the Tzadach Hardel, that's certainly still a Chumrah, and that with Lechur not Shtim, with Rabbi Yehuda, that is the Gemara is deflecting Rav Yechonon, who wants to say that our Mishnah is not just like Rav Shimon, it's even like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is saying, Lechur no, Lechur doesn't share with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers back, no, it could still be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Do Rabbi Yehuda's on top of a vase? Do Yehuda suffer like Rabbi? Rabbi Yehuda's like Rabbi, the Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ain't zep megalech achas hashem. But the case where a person says, I'm going to ask like the hairs on my head, like the dust of the earth, like the sand of the sea, Elach is megalech achas hashem. He's megalech every 3 days. That was the Tanakam Mishita. Rabbi Yehuda ain't zep megalech achas hashem. You don't cut it once every 3 days. You don't look at it as if it's separate consecutive Naziris. Rather, it is one long Naziris, like the hairs on his head, like the sand of the sea, which is uncountable, but it's one long Naziris. What's the case where, according to Rebbe, where Yitaka have successive Naziris, one after the next, and he cuts his hair every 30 days? Ha'imer, Harela Nazirais, plural. Kisar Reishi Kafaretz Chayim. If he says the same as Chayim as Tanakama, but with the lashon of Naziris plural as opposed to Nazir lashon Yachid, then it's going to be successful Naziris. So we're saying there Behuda holds like Rebbe, and since Behuda holds like Rebbe, so now it's the, our doubt is one of two. Our doubt is simply, when he said a box full, did he mean a box full of mustard seed, which is a single long Naziris term, or did it forever? Or did he mean the kishuyim and deliyim, the melons and the gourds, which is a much shorter term? But it comes out now that it's not the pshat that we're taking on. We're taking on a doubt lechumra of consecutive naziris that maybe never took on. I mean, the mor was bothered. Maybe just says a person doesn't take on naziris misafik. So when you're not sure if you took on one naziris or perhaps many naziris, stick with the one naziris. Don't say you took on many naziris. The mor's answer is, Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe that either way it's only one Naziris. When he says Lashon Yachid, it's only one Naziris. The question is this, how long is that Naziris? Is it one Naziris like the length of all the mustard seeds, but one long Naziris that goes on forever, but it's one Naziris? Or is it one Naziris, it's only 50 days, like the melons and the gourds, but it's still one, and he for sure pledged one. So Rebbe Yehuda Shita, where he goes to Kula, where he doesn't want to, where he says a person want to put himself in the matzah of Safik, wouldn't help over here, because over here, he is for sure a Nazir. The question is, what type of Nazir? If it's a choice between being a Nazir and not being a Nazir, he wouldn't be in a matzah suffix, he wouldn't make himself a Nazir. But over here, he is for sure a Nazir. That was Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush. He is for sure a Nazir. The question is, how long? That type of doubt, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with. And therefore, we're talking, not sure if he means just the shorter 50 days or he means the longer Chardel, and we have to be Machmer, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So now the Mors has spent a whole bunch of lines debating whether or not Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe have Tak agreed the whole shita, this same shita about singular naziris versus plural. Let's see it inside. That what? That when you say a lashon, even if it could represent multiple naziris one after the next, we say it means only one. If you use a singular lashon, if you use a plural lashon, that's what it means. It's a consecutive, separate naziris. We looked at our Mishnah, going back to our Mishnah, look towards the end of our Mishnah. Frel says, I'm a nazir, like the minion, Yemaisachama. The halacha is, he's nazir for 365 consecutive terms, we said. 365 consecutive 30-day terms. And Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya, a mice to back it up. Mice haya, fekiva shish lemeis. And when they fell finished, he died. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's agreeing over there that the guy had 365 terms. But according to, if Rabbi Yehuda describes to Rebbe, that when you say lashon yachid, nazir, it means one long naziris, it should have been one nazir for 365 days. It shouldn't have been 365 consecutive terms. Nazir is lashon yachid there. Iyam Rabbi Shlomo naziris, kamakabalei. If you say that even when you say lashon yachid, he'd been become naziris plural. That was the story where the guy finished and he died, meaning it wasn't just 1 year. It was 30 some odd years. It was 30 years plus 5 months, and then afterwards he died. El Yamrit Chad Naziris Kabbalai. But if you say that it's only one Naziris, Miyavi Hashlama Klal, is Rabbi Yehuda adding or bringing a riot to what the Mishnah had said? Is he corroborating what the Mishnah had said? We pointed out that from Taisus reading, Naman Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda was just bringing an example of the Mishnah's story, Mishnah's din playing out, that the guy kept 365 consecutive months, 30-day periods in his years, and he died afterwards. But if it's just 365 days in his years, it doesn't really connect to the early part of the Mishnah. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda's holding that we say even by Nazir Lashon Yachid, it does mean consecutive, separate Naziris. Not like Rebbe in our Mishnah. Further, V'ayim, Misav look to Rebbe, does all like Rebbe, I, Fatayim went to the Baisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Harani Nazir, Minyan, Hilkati Kayetz. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, like the number of piles of the Kayetz over here means the fig crop. The Kayetz also means summer to us. The typical time where they used to dry the figs was in the summer. That's where it relates, the shame Kayetz. Okay, but I'm a Nazir, like the number of piles in the fig crop. Uminian, Shvili Shmita, the number of Shmita paths. We count separate Naziris, 30-day Naziris terms, like the amount of paths or like the piles of figs. Again, Rebbe Huda is separating, even though he said Harini Nazir Lashon Yachid, he separated it to multiple Naziris. That's again not like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, the answer to both the questions is the same. In both these cases, there's another word there. Harini Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kayetz. Or Minyan Shvili Shmita. Or what was the case of our Mishnah? Harini Nazir Minyan. Minyan Maisachama. Like the amount of, the number of days. Because he's talking the word Minyan and Achrami. If you just say the word Nazir, singular, and just say fig piles, or say days of the year, attack would mean one Nazir is 365 days of the year, and that's it. It wouldn't be separate Naziris. Or by one Nazir is the length of the amount of fig piles you have, 35 fig piles, 35 day Naziris. But because he says the word minion, that's like saying Naziris plural. Instead of the word Naziris plural, he said the word minion, and that makes it separate Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah, the Rebbe minion. Does Rebbe himself make a look between the word minion? But we see Rebbe himself doesn't make this look. Harei Nazir minion. If a guy makes himself a Nazir, this is the case of our Mishnah, but this price we didn't have, this the sheet of Rebbe. But this is the case of our Mishnah. Harei Nazir, Kiminyin Yemaisachama, Mayna Naziris, Kiminyin Yemaisachama. Tanakama says, when a guy says I'm Nazir, like the count of the Yemaisachama, it's separate Naziris terms, like the Yemaisachama, 365 terms. Kimayin Vana, so it's Mayna Kimayin Vana, 354 different terms, right? Rebbe Aymer, Achem Naziris. Rebbe says, no, you need the word Naziris plural. Very clear you have the word minion there, and Rebbe still requires the word Naziris plural. We're saying Rebbe Huda really reaches Rebbe, that Stamazai, the word Nazir singular, is always going to be one big term, not separate terms. Naziris is separate, but minion, he said, makes a difference. Here Rebbe saying clearly minion does not make a difference. Gemara says, you're right, this part we can't argue. Rebbe Huda says, I'll tell you, Huda agrees to Rebbe, like one din, and argues in one din. Gemara elaborates, he also came one din, namely the Naziris Kabbalai, that he's Mekabel, multiple Naziris. When he says singular Nazir, it's one Naziris. When he says plural Naziris, it's multiple Naziris. But he argues with Rebbe at one point, Rebbe Huda Shani Lemaina, Rebbe Lai Shani Lemaina. Rebbe Huda argues with Rebbe because Rebbe does not make a distinction with the word minion, and Rebbe Huda does make a distinction, just like Naziris makes a distinction, so to the word minion makes a distinction. Okay, so the Gemara now brings a Brisa, which with related dinim to our Mishnah. Tanabar. Harei Nazir Koy Mechai first says, I'm going to quote this yesterday as well. I'm a Nazir all days of my life. Harei Nazir Eilam. Where he says, I'm a Nazir Eilam. Harei Nazir Eilam. This Taka, classic. This is the classic. This is like Afshalom, classic Nazir Eilam. Afilu Mea Shana. Afilu Afshalom. What if he says, I'm a Nazir even for 100 years or even for 1,000 years? Then ain't a Nazir Eilam, El Nazir Eilam. Fundamental difference. That's not Nazir Eilam. Nazir Eilam is a guy who says, I'm a Nazir forever. Or I'm not all days of my life, that's Nazir Eilam. But if he says I'm Nazir for an amount of time, even if it's 1,000 years, no one's living 1,000 years, but he made an amount of time, once he makes an amount of time, he's a Nazir for that amount of time, and he can't even do the 12-month lightning, make a matar, and the like. He doesn't have the status of Nazir Eilam. Tanu Rabbanan. Harei Nazir Vachas, first fellow says, I'm a Nazir Vachas, and one. Mayneshtayim. Nazir means one, Vachas means the second Nazir. So he's got to count two successive Naziris terms. Void, what if he says I'm a Nazir Vachas Void? Now it's up to Shalish. Mayneshalish counts three. What if he adds the word Vashuv? Mayna Arba, now he's up to four. He says, Arini Nazir, Va'achas, Va'id, Vashuv. He's got to count four separate Naziris. Pshita, Lachari, what are you adding in these, every time he's adding these words, adding another Naziris? We got the point. Once you say, let's assume the Mar, this question of the Mar is asking on both Va'id and Vashuv. Let's assume the Mar is just asking on Vashuv. Because that's what the Mar's answer fits with that very, very nicely. So he already told me that when he says, Arini Nazir, it's one. I know he knows Vachas is two. I know he knows Vachas Va'id. You already told me it's three. So why would I think Vashuv is, why wouldn't I not think it's four? Answers the Gemara. Pshita, Ma'od Tema answers the Gemara Vashuv ki kulu b'havle shis. He had said, Arani Nazir v'achas v'oyed. That's three. And then when he says Vashuv, maybe again is doubling the three. Not adding a fourth, it's doubling three, and it's a total of six. Kamash Bandalay, then we don't say that. Tanu Rabbanan. Harani Nazir fell says, I'm a Nazir. Subchas Aymer. Subchas says, Hein Achas. The word Hein is one term of Naziris. Digun is two terms. These are Greek words for one, two, three. Tregun or even sides. Tregun is shalish three. Tetragon means arba is four, and pentagon is chamish five. Right? These words exist till our tetra is four. Right? These words exist originates from the Greek language. These words exist till today. We're saying from the common Naziris, same thing. It's one Naziris, two Naziris, three Naziris, four Naziris, and five Naziris. That's going to be the referencing the amount of those that those numbers represent for in the language, that's the amount the Naziris will have to keep. Paraban. Once we're on the topic of these words, we use these words, legabe, another din, legabe, nige batim. Bayis ago, a roundhouse. Digun, trigun, puntigun. A roundhouse, a house that has only two corners, a house that has three corners, a house that has puntigun is five corners. Ainim tamar goyim. It is no tamar goyim. Tetragon, a four-cornered house, is tamar goyim, has tamar goyim. It's interesting. The way we're quoting over here in this braisa, pentagon is included in a house which doesn't have Tumas Negoim. The Mishnah in Negoim, when it brings that, I believe it's the Mishnah itself, when it brings this, maybe it's another Bryce, I think it's the Mishnah itself, it leaves out pentagon. It says, a round house, two corners, three corners, those don't have Tumas Negoim, you need four corners. It doesn't say five not. L'chari, there's a fundamental Mechlekes, first I want to say, is Mechlekes, how we view a five-cornered house. Well, you have five corners, five walls, really, five corners. Is it, do we say you have four corners, plus there's an extra one, and therefore would have the Gebatim? Well, no, it becomes a different breed, and therefore not. Same Shiloh could be relevant for a baguette for tzitzis. We know you certainly don't put on tzitzis on five corners. But if you have a five-corner baguette, do we say there's a four-corner baguette here and it requires tzitzis and there's a fifth corner you just leave blank? Or no, it becomes a new bear. It's a new breed. It's a new breed completely and it wouldn't even have, but then a tzitzis, same type of shayla. Okay, that could be the chiluk between our braisa and the case of here where it doesn't say pentagon. My taima says, Mara, why do we know, why are we saying Dafkin when there's four walls? Is the idea of Negayim, my time? The reason why it comes in obviously is because of these numbers, these same language, same counting, the Digun, Trigun, and Pentagon. My time, why is that a requirement for Negabatim? Lamato Eimer Kir Kireis, Lamalo Eimer Kir Kireis, Harekan Arbi. You have four times the reference of wall, it says walls. It could have said, meaning, instead of the word wall, it says walls, plural, so you have it twice. Walls twice is two times two is four, so therefore we learn that you have four walls, four A. The din of Nikibatim, Hadron Lakim, Kinim Mazda finished first parak, Mr. Chetra will pick up the next parak.